This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So a single mother with three kids won the Iowa Powerball. Did you guys hear this? $688 million. Dude! Single mom of three kids. I got to tell you, it warmed my heart to hear that a single mother had won this. You know, because this is a person who needs it. You know, this is probably one of the demographics that's the most downtrodden in America. A single mom raising three kids. Can you imagine? Look, I have four sons. I couldn't imagine raising even one of them by myself. The sacrifices you have to make, the things you have to say no to, all the orchestration that goes in. It is unbelievable how much goes into raising kids. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. And, you know, the lotto is, they call it the lotto for a reason. It's like when you say something like, yeah, I got a better chance of winning the lotto. There you go. It tells you how difficult it is, and a single mom wins it. And a lot of times it'll go to people, you know, I don't know whether this woman knows how to deal with her money, but it'll go to people that you go, they don't really deserve it. You know, but, and maybe she doesn't. I don't know. But she's a single mom raising three kids. My heart goes out to her. But here's what I was thinking about, because this is where my mind goes pretty fast. I was like, dude, you know the dude that left her? He's got to be kicking his own butt right now. You know what I'm saying? This is a guy that's going, oh, are you serious? What if he just left her like 3 days ago? You know, old boy was like, I've had enough. I've had enough of your nonsense, girl. I'm out of here. And she leaves, and then 3 days later, or whatever. I wouldn't care. Look, does it matter? Is there a statute of limitations on your ex winning the lotto that you don't go, dude, I could have stuck it out 25 years, you know? I'm just saying, what is the statute of limitations for you to go, man, it would have been worth it. 600. Now, she's going to split it. Somebody else won. Somebody else is part of it. They say the other ticket was purchased somewhere else. I don't know where. But so okay, $344 million. And then Uncle Sugar is going to get his or whatever. So let's say for the sake of discussion, so let's say she ends up with $150 mil. That's life-changing money right there, boy. Let me put it to you this way, dudes. You are with your girl, your woman, your significant other, and they get you're dealing with whatever issues you're dealing with now, and you get $150 million windfall. Do you think you would say to yourself, I can stick it out? There was a dude, they showed a guy, it was a clip, a funny clip, and he wins the lotto, and they go, are you going to make any changes? And he's sitting there with his woman, and somebody modified the video to where he's like, well, I'm not thinking what I could do, and then poof, his wife is gone and replaced with, you know, some young, voluptuous, beautiful girl. Now, of course, they modified the video and all that, but what would you change? I mean, that's life-changing money right there. There are many people, let's say you're married, okay, and you get $150 million. And I'm not questioning anybody's relationships. What I'm saying, if at this stage you could always go, you know what, we are not really that happy together. You take your 75 mil, I'll take my 75 mil, and we'll just go our separate ways. Or does it alleviate the problems? I think that's the test, isn't it? The old saying that, you know, if you've got a problem, putting money on it just exacerbates the problem. Let's say you got a drug problem and you're scraping by to get your little crack rock every now and then. You get a windfall of money, man, you become a crackhead. It isn't like you solve your problem. So, you know, if you're going to stick it out, I'm just saying, the dynamic is very different. And these are not liberal or conservative questions. I mean, I think that most conservatives, if you're in a relationship, for example, you go, no, if I win the lotto, the ocean rises for the whole family, you know? And hopefully,
it would solve issues, you know, because most of our issues are tend to be financial, right? You can't move around the country as much as you want. You're always, I don't know, we got money here or there. But with $150 million, the financial part of your relationship has been solved, right? I mean, unless you got some bigger problems than I think, unless y'all are out there holding back on Kevin Jackson, my audience, because if you got $150 million and you haven't hooked a brother up, I'm just going to be mad at you. Yeah. I mean, here we are. We lose money when I do this show, and let me put it this way. If you were out there in my audience and you hit the lottery for $150 million and you didn't at least say, Kev, man, look, I can't help everybody. Keep it on the down low. But here's a little coin for you. I would be upset with you. I would. Now, I'm never going to know. For all I know, this lady that got the three kids hit the lotto and she listens to my show every day. For all I know, look at her out there spending all that money. Made all that money, ain't helping me a bit. Oh, hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's what she said. After hearing someone from Iowa had won half of nearly $700 million Powerball jackpot, Larian West couldn't find the tickets he bought the day before. So she asked her sister to check her pickup truck. And there it was, on the pickup floor. A scrap of paper worth a share of $688 million. It was a shock to the single mom who struggled to persuade her three daughters and other relatives that it was for real. Let me tell you, I have won the lotto so many times that I'll do a scratch off at it, because we give out lottery tickets at Christmas time sometimes. And I'll scratch it off and go, oh my God, I won $5,000. And everybody's like, here you go, man. They're all hyped up. And I go, nah, I'm just kidding. So if I won the lotto, I would have to convince my family and some of my friends that I actually won it. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. Think about it. You just go, every Powerball, you go, I won it. Yeah, woohoo. And you celebrate. And then when you finally win the Powerball, you go, I won. And everybody goes, oh, shut up, boy, you ain't won. And then they don't bother you. They don't come around asking for money. I like my strategy. Oh, man. She says, nobody believed me. But she submitted her winning ticket at the headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa. They thought I was crazy. Wow. I'm happy for her. Seriously. I'm happy for anybody that wins a lotto. And you know what? Most of them go broke within 4 years, but or whatever time frame, it's a short time frame. But whatever time they got to live it up, good for them. I wish they were smarter about it. I wish they were. But I'll be honest. I'm almost glad that some of these people are too stupid to keep their money and because they wouldn't know what to do with it anyway. Stick it back into the circulation. Go on, get it back working. Let somebody do something with that money that knows what to do with it. There's a, you know the old saying, a fool in his money. That's what mostly lottery winners are, unfortunately. Let's take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I just found out or just realized that I love Popeye's chicken. Not because I'm black, but because of the new spokesperson, that chick make you just want to eat chicken all day. You know what I'm talking about? Why when you sell chicken and you always got to change your voice in the commercial? It's always like, girl, you gonna love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you're going to love my chicken, girl. And I know she didn't audition with that voice. She probably, like, went to a nice acting school. She tried to read it her way. It was like, read this Popeye's commercial. She was like, girl, you're going to love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you're really going to love my chicken, girl. They was like, we ain't gonna sell no chicken with that voice. You got one more chance, girl. You gonna love my chicken. You do it. You got you gonna love my chicken, girl. What a low price. All the numbers got it. What a low price. What a low price. What a low price. You gonna love my chicken, girl.
I played that bit because I just had a hankering for some Popeye's chicken. No, actually, the story that I'm about to share with you, I'm going to share, reminded me of this, of that chicken commercial. It really did, because it reminded me of just how nutty sometimes black folks can act. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here. Listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. You want to get that number, you have to go back and check the show out on podcast. By the way, do me a favor, share this show with your friends. Let them know that this show exists. Let them know. Stop hogging me for yourself. You're just selfish. Sound like my old Baptist friend. You're just selfish. You don't wanna give to nobody. We're gonna take up a collection right now. Want everybody to put somebody in your database, and I want you to send them the show. That's right. See, this is a collection that you don't have to. There's no money from you. I'm not asking you for money. I mean, I am. If you want to send some our way, we could use it. But we're asking you to pass it along. Tell a friend. You're listening to the program. Why are you hogging? Why aren't you going, man, I heard this dude. He is funny. I love his show. I know. We come from all over the place. I get your messages. Man, what you going to talk about today? We're going to talk about what we talk about. Sometimes I don't want to talk about what's in the mainstream news. You've heard it. Why? You wait to get to my show before you heard something. I mean, maybe. But look, if you're waiting for my interpretation, I understand. But if you're like, yeah, Kev, I heard that they bombed Paris. What am I going to tell you? They bombed Paris. You want me to tell you what area? What, you want me to pull out a map? Can you not Google it for yourself? What am I? You're a slave? Am I supposed to do all the work? Y'all know the answer to that. Don't be asking me to do all your work, white folks. Do your own work. Okay, I'm going to get out of Black Baptist pastor mode. So here's a story I wanted to share. The cops in Chicago, you know, well, cops in general, they get a bad rap. And Chicago cops get a really bad rap. And we found out recently they deserved it. When Rahm Emanuel tried to cover up a shooting of a white cop the white cop shot a black dude in cold blood. I was actually against the cops. This dude just shot this dude in cold blood. He didn't have to kill him. Dude was crazy. He was on, you know, he's on some kind of psychotic drug or whatever, but he didn't have to shoot him. He shot this dude. He shot him like that dude knew some stuff on some people, and they called him in and said, look, whatever you do, this guy can't survive. That's what it sounded like, one of those movies where he can't survive. So, look, I get it. There's some malfeasance on behalf of police. You guys know I made Bleeding Blue, which is going to reemerge in 2019 when we get more funding. But it's about protecting police and giving them a fair chance. There's some bad apples in there that they get behind the badge. We get it. It's like one of the guys in the movie said that one of the heaviest things that you put on that uniform is your badge. But these are mostly dedicated public servants. And Chicago has had its, you know, fair share of questionable policing. But anyway, officers responded to a crime scene. They spotted 18-year-old, now I'm going to try to pronounce this, Demazje. It's spelled D-E-M-A-S-Z-J-A-E, Demazje Miller, and two of his friends allegedly breaking into cars. As soon as the teenagers saw the cops, they bolted. Unfortunately, they ran into the street with oncoming traffic, and Demazje Miller was hit by a civilian's car, and he died from the injuries. Now, some of the local people blamed the death on police and began tearing up police cars and equipment. Now, see, this is where I get into the nuttiness of leftism. The nuttiness of being a leftist black, and you what do you want me? Oh, that poor Demazje, them cops, man, it's so cruel when they kill that brother in cold blood, blah, blah. What do you want me to say? But that's what's happening. That's where we are right now. People are feeling sorry for Demazje. He's breaking into people's cars. I don't know who called the cops on it, but here's what I'm going to bet you. It wasn't a white person. It was some brother looking out of a window, scared to death, going, snitches get stitches, and wind up in ditches. But hey, listen up. Demazje and his buddies are breaking into cars. Will you come send somebody? Cops didn't go there to run this kid into the street. They didn't go. They were called into there. They wouldn't have gone otherwise. And could you blame them? 18 years old. Police say He and his friend, they matched the description of three people that were reportedly breaking into cars on Taylor Street. When the police drove up, these guys got in the wind, as we say. He got hit by an SUV running away from police. They call it tragic, the authorities did, but they denied playing any role leading to his death. For the record, these black folks that are mad, they you know, messing up police cars and what have you, that's taxpayer money. So here's what they say. They say the cops hadn't even had time to do more than arrive. Miller and his friend saw the police and bolted. Now, the police, who've got body cam footage, weren't even pursuing them at that point. They know this from the body cam footage. They were standing there, and Miller ran in front of the car, and they're going, you know, how is this their fault? I mean, do you not want them to show up at all? Andrew Gillum said if a cop has to pull a gun or a taser, then he's in the wrong. If a cop has to pull a gun or a taser. Are you serious? That's what police do, is pull their guns and tasers. It's crazy. But that's, I mean, that's the nature of the beast now. Show up and do nothing. Observe and report. Why not just hire mall cops? So the families and neighbors, here's how they responded. One squad car that was parked outside the hospital where Miller was taken was so badly damaged it had to be towed away. Some of the family members, being in grief over the loss of Demaj J. Miller, is certainly questionable. But what about the lack of restraint in saying, look, the cops didn't do anything here? It wound up that the rest of the neighborhood, where the people were calling for the police who arrived at the scene of the break-ins, they wanted those cops to be arrested. This is crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The gunman who opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar Wednesday night, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, was identified as 28-year-old Ian David Long, who had served in the U.S. Marine Corps. Sergeant Ron Helis is a Ventura, California sergeant who was killed. His friend Eric Bouchot joined Fox News and talked about just what sort of man Sergeant Helis was.
He literally trained for these kinds of things his whole career. He had experienced
other critical incidents. Certainly nothing of this magnitude, but again, as a member of our SWAT team, he was a very talented investigator. Even though he was a year away from retirement, he worked just as hard on his last day working as he did on his first. He was just that kind of guy.
A grand jury indicted the captain of a Missouri tourist boat that sank in Table Rock Lake, Missouri, and killed 17 people, including 9 from one family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We get good news about the Earth. Woo! Thankfully, because the Earth is going to be okay. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm so happy to know that Earth is going to be fine. Do you guys get the news? Apparently, all this stuff that you've been doing, the things that you've given up, well, it saved the Earth. It saved the planet so far. Now, there are still things that you could do to kill it. But for right now, Earth's okay. Now, I want you to understand, Earth was around a long time before you got here, but so what? You're here now and you're a pest. Yeah, you're a pest. I don't know how to describe you, a fungus, a virus, or whatever, but you're a pest. And you have the potential to kill this big old heavy ball that's floating in space. You could do it. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Oh, yeah, he's about to preach. I want to thank you. You want to know why? Because you saved the Earth. You may not have even known it. You may be too young to even know what an aerosol is. But you, if you are old enough, and you use this spray, light, you remember Lysol? Remember things when you used to come out of the can like this? No longer comes out that way. It comes out like this. No aerosols. So guess what? The Earth is healing, they tell us. It's healing. Those aerosol sprays and the coolant, you remember the, what was it we used to put in our air conditioning systems? Freon? These inert gas, whatever these gases are, freon, neon, xenon, all of them, all the eons, those gases were killing Mother Earth. Mother Earth was all, I can't breathe. Y'all giving me emphysema. I got COPD. But we did it. Just like when Barack Obama told us to drop our temperatures down to 72 everywhere, and that would save the Earth. If you did that, he estimated how much greenhouse gases we all would not produce or whatever. If you raise it up from 72 to 76, I don't know what it was.
Class, it's time once again for the Blacksphere.net's Teachable Moments, where you always learn something about the left, even if it isn't what they were trying to tell you.
Teachable Moments.
If you'd gone to college, you could have really been something.
I could have calibrated those words differently.
We can't keep our homes on 72 degrees at all times and then just expect that every other country is going to say, okay.
This
This just in, a photograph of President Obama conducting a meeting in the Oval Office in which he and most of the other men in the meeting are not wearing their suit jackets is being distributed worldwide on the Internet and posing the question, is President Obama disrespecting his predecessors and the office of the presidency? The official response from the Obama camp is, he was cold, he doesn't like the cold, and so he cranked up the heat.
It's not that easy being green.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
Find more online at theblacksphere.net. Class dismissed.
Earth is indeed safe because you turned up your AC. You rode your bike so you could watch TV. You gave up aerosols, a bunch of other stuff. They said as a result, the upper ozone layer above northern hemisphere should be completely repaired in the 2030s. We have a date. We've got a date for when it's going to be ready. And the gaping Antarctica ozone hole should disappear in the 2060s. This is according to a scientific assessment released at the conference in Quito, Ecuador. The southern hemisphere lags a bit, and its ozone layer should be healed by mid-century. We healed it! I tell you, it's really good news, says report chairman Paul Newman, chief earth scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. If ozone-depleting substances had continued to increase, here we go, here's how we staved it off, we would have seen huge effects. Well, we stopped that. It's like when Al Gore was asked, hey, Al, why didn't the earth destroy? He goes, well, we slowed it down enough, and that was what happened. It slowed down so people were able to survive.
I'm Nicholas Balassi here in Washington at the museum for the premiere of an Inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, with former Vice President Al Gore. So the first question I have for you was the prediction that you made in the first film about reaching the point of no return in 10 years. That was back in 2006. Looking back on that prediction, why did you make the prediction at the time, and are you making a new one right now given the current circumstances?
Well, first of all, we've seen a lot of progress since the first movie came out. We have the Paris Agreement now. The cost of renewable energy has come down so quickly that people are switching over. Unfortunately, some elements of the Earth system have crossed a point of no return. A big chunk of the West Antarctic ice sheet, for example, makes a considerable amount of sea level rise inevitable in the future. But we still have the ability to stop short of other points of no return. And we now have the solutions available to really solve this crisis. We need the political will, but political will is a renewable resource.
Now, you said there's still time to avoid a catastrophe.
Yeah.
What catastrophe specifically do you see possibly happening if the U.S. government doesn't take the steps that you think, in your mind, they need to take on climate change?
Well, I'm very optimistic because the entire world has now reached the agreement in Paris to go down to net zero global warming pollution as early in the second half of this century as possible. Many countries are making dramatic changes now. And regardless of President Trump's statement about the Paris Agreement, our governors and mayors and business leaders are stepping up to fill the gap. I think we're going to meet our obligations under the Paris Agreement regardless of what he does.
The 10-year ago prediction wasn't that it would be the end of the world. It would just be it's going to be a lot harder 10 years from now if we don't get started.
Today, all around the world, they put up 90 million tons of global warming pollution again today.
Global warming is a hoax!
19 countries.
It is a hoax.
At an all-time
You're a fraud.
Record.
You're a fraud.
Remember when Al Gore went to black churches talking about, you better watch it. Y'all better believe in global warming because pretty soon everybody's going to be black and nobody's going to get no money.
Who was that guy? He's so funny. That was me. Doing a hit on another radio show. You're probably saying, why is Kevin so much clever on other people's shows than his own? I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not getting paid. I don't know. Anyway, we're talking about global warming and cooling and all this other stuff. And the fact that we have healed the earth It said, high in the atmosphere, ozone shields the earth from ultraviolet rays that cause skin cancer, crop damage, and other problems. Use of man-made chemicals called chlorofluorocarbon, CFCs, which release chlorine and bromine, began eating away at the ozone. In 1987, countries around the world agreed in the Montreal Protocol to phase out CFCs, and businesses came up with replacements for spray cans and other uses. At its worst, in 1990, about 10% of the upper low ozone layer was depleted, said Newman. Since 2000, it's increased by 1 to 3% per decade. This year, the ozone hole over the South Pole peaked at 9.6 million square miles. That's about, and now it's about 16% smaller than the hole recorded 11.4 million square miles in 2006. So as you can see, we saved the earth. I don't want to get all ain't pie on you, but listen up, nephew. We saved the earth. You did it. You gave up your CFCs, boy. Stop spraying your hair with all them products. Yeah. Stop spraying your fro with all them products. It tickles me when I think about the old black people in my family, man. You said, talk about, boy, you need to stop spraying the hair with all them products. Black people, we were eating up the ozone at a rate much higher than, I mean, I know people, women use, which by the way, women, you were crushing the ozone. The feminist movement, all that hairspray, especially in the 80s, with all that big hair. The black folks, man, we could spray some products in our hair. Yeah, whoo. They go on to talk about how far the ozone is above the earth. It stretches for nearly 25 miles. It's a colorless combination of three oxygen atoms. Oh, man. They said this. If nothing had been done to stop the thinning, the world would have destroyed two-thirds of its ozone layer by 2065. Don't you love how they give you these statistics backed up by hockey sticks and all this? Now by 2065, we would have been all, like I said, while I was teasing it, we'd all be brown. Be brown people. They go, oh, but here's the warning. It's not a complete success yet, says University of Colorado's Brian Toon. He wasn't part of the report. So he doesn't know. We're celebrating here. He's trying to put a damper on it because he's looking for some money. When you break it down, that's what it all boils down to, money. We saved the earth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We messaged about this a little bit this weekend. I keep trying to point out to people not to demonize any one group or any one ethnicity, but we keep thinking that the biggest terror threat is something else. Some people who are marching, you know, towards the border like it's imminent. And when the last time they did this, a couple hundred people came and they, you know, most of them did get into the country. Most of them tired, you know, got tuckered out before they even made it to the border. So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they have the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
You got to love Don Lemon when he says, you know, we got to stop putting people into these buckets and doing these bad things and you know, saying these things about them. Oh, by the way, you white guys, y'all are awful. You're the most radical. You're the horrible people of the world. Look, I always say people, you know, when they group you like that, you don't need a person to protect you. You don't need Kevin Jackson to come and go, hey, leave my white friends alone. My white friends can handle their business. But I got to tell you, there are times where I just want to – I wish I was white right now, white dude, so I could just say, Don Lemon, you know, let's – you can't challenge Don Lemon to get in the octagon because he's such a pansy. But you get what I'm saying. You just want to stand up for yourself and say, man, shut up. What are you talking about, white guys? White guys are the problem when black dudes are out killing people left and right every day. I would be so much on this dude, it would be crazy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. The idea that Don Lemon wants to say white guys are radicalized. Look, if you want to go that route, I would go completely jungle racial. I'd say, great, Don Lemon, so white guys are radicalized. Let's go look and see who fills the prisons. That's per capita. Let's go look and see who's committing the crimes in the neighborhoods where your people, black folks, are mostly that. Let's see who's committing these crimes. Is it white guys? No. The most radical person in America is the black leftist. That is the most radical person on the planet. That is a person who believes they can say whatever they want about another ethnic group and get away with it and do. They can do whatever they choose, and Democrats just go, oh, no problem. They can call you cracker. They can call you whatever. It doesn't matter what derogatory term it is. They can call it to you. They can accuse you of things that you've never done. You are racist. Says who? How? Explain it. They don't have to. You're just white. You're a racist. You don't even realize you're a racist. And they go on and on. They demonize white people when white folks haven't even been tangentially associated with them. And the left just go, doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee. Really? How dare Don Lemon do it? And he didn't even apologize. He was like, I'm not apologizing. And he uses a bunch of statistics. White people do this and white people do that and white people say this and that. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this about it. He says, amazing. I thought this was just some sort of joke quote taken out of context. But no, it's just Don Lemon being a moron. Unfortunately, this is how so many leftists think. Disgusting. Imagine the outrage if you change white men with any other demographic. Yep. We got to stop demonizing people as Don Lemon demonizes a group of people. And I talked about this, I touched on it the other day when I said, here's what's interesting about Lemon and all these guys. Don Lemon and those guys in the left, they want the white guy vote. Here's what they're doing. They're trying to shame white people, and specifically white men, into, you will capitulate or we're going to talk about you. I'm giving you some advice, white guys. I'm not going to fight your battle for you because I don't need to. I'm black. But I would just say to you, stop taking it. Stop taking it. It's the same thing I did with these lying skanks. I say to these women who are willing to lie on people, and by the way, what are we finding out? Oh, geez, another Kavanaugh accuser has said I lied. Really? What are we up to now? All of them? Christine Blasey Ford is cashing million-dollar checks, doing additions to her house because the Democrats used her. And all, I mean, it's hard for me to even believe that you get rewarded for being a liar. But such is the left. And Don Lemon, oh, no, white men are really mean. They do a bunch of bad things. Britt Hume tweeted this about it. He says, I could hardly believe he actually said that, but the video shows he certainly did. Remarkable. It is remarkable, but what's more remarkable is the lack of outrage. And see, here's the deal. Somebody needs to organize a white man's march and then do speeches and say, it's really funny to me how we built an amazing country certainly with the help of many people. We aren't taking credit for it all, but we are the fabric of this country. There's no denying it. It is the reason why Don Lemon sits in behind a microphone making millions. I don't know what he makes, but he probably makes millions of dollars and gets to spew his hatred. Can you imagine a white anchor saying something about blacks in that situation, going back to what Don Jr. said? Can you imagine this? I would organize a white man's march and say, look, you can try to demonize us all you want. You can try to say that we run things and all these other things. We have great women beside us. I'd have, you know, I mean, if I was a white dude, I'd have my wife or my girlfriend or whatever, my daughters. Say, we have great women. Who do you think are, who's the stabilizing factor in this country? Is it white, is it black teens? Is it the black family? What is it that's the stabilizing factor in this country? I'm just saying, if you want to make it racial, let's make it racial. Let's have a discussion about race. Let me ask you this. What neighborhood do you want to live in? You want to live in a black neighborhood or you want to live in a white neighborhood? I would go totally jungle on them Negroes because you're not going to demonize me. Now, I'm helping you. I'm helping my white boys. I'm giving you the what you should be talking about. See, this is where we need to be having these discussions. This is a discussion for TV. This is a deeper dive into all. Let's get it out there. Yeah, let's talk about it. What are you talking about, Don Lemon? Demonizing a group of people for what reason? Oh, white people do this and white people do it and white men do this and white men. Knowing that black men are, I mean, it's just amazing. It's a racist statement for him to say that. But do you think anybody's going to call him out? Oh, no, black people can't be racist, Kevin. They can't be racist because they don't have any power. I mean, people I want to see when the world looks at these types of statements and they treat them equally. Don Lemon should not be able to make that statement. And now, if it were true, then you could make it. If Don Lemon said, yeah, white men are more radical than anybody. No, they're not. Muslim men are the most radical in this country. And black men are a close second. That's a fact. I mean, how many of you even knew what a drive-by was? When I grew up, the term drive-by, I didn't even know what that was. You know, drive-by. Where people just go into a neighborhood and shoot it up. And what's interesting is you got these black folks going around shooting up their own neighborhoods. In my day, it would have been sacrilegious to rob the store in your own neighborhood or to beat up somebody in your own neighborhood. I mean, if somebody knew that a black dude had beat up the you know, some old lady. I'll give you a perfect example. I had a buddy. He was a good pitcher. I'll never forget his name is Leonard. And Leonard, man, he just could throw. He was a good baseball player. I always marveled at him. And it turned out all these older black ladies were saying, I got raped. And I remember Elsie, who's a good friend of my grandmother, saying, a boy broke in my house and he raped me. And my grandmother, I remember her telling the story going, Elsie must be losing her mind. Why would anybody want to rape her? Because Elsie's not a pretty woman. She was, I think, probably 70 at the time. And they used to just, you know, commiserate. And my grandmother's like, yeah, Elsie says, somebody raped her. She must be losing her mind. Then another older lady got raped. And then they were like, what's going on here? Maybe, my grandmother's like, maybe it happened. Who would want to rape these old women? And two old black ladies. And it turned out it was Leonard who was like 18 years old. And he was the one doing it. Raping old black women in his own neighborhood. Yeah, I'd call that is a terrorist. Sadly, there are far too many of those running around black neighborhoods.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.